everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 4th, and we have another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. The topic of the day today is being in harmony. I love this. You know why I love it so far is because we're talking about harmony, not balance. Why are we not talking about balance? Because did you know that tension needs to be there when things are in balance? Think about it. Person on a tightrope, trying to get balance, scales that are in balance. There's tension. Tension's created when we're looking at balance. But in harmony, everything exists together. All right. Didn't know we were going to start off that way, did you now? All right. Here's the quote by Gandhi. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are all in harmony. Oh my goodness. Ding, ding, ding. Yes. Living in a way that reflects our beliefs should be easy. But we slip up all the time. We believe in honesty but fib to avoid getting in trouble. Here's a good one, a real life one. How many times do you speed, right? You're tooling down the road, you're speeding, and then all of a sudden you see a police officer and what happens to your right foot? It immediately, reflexive reaction, lets up off the gas, right? How many times? Could that have possibly happened to you today, Dr. Deb? Gee, I don't know. Actually, it did happen. I was driving on a road and I did not know the speed limit. So I was guessing and then I was like, I don't think so. Hey, you know what? We're all in transparency here, right? We're all among friends. We're all among friends. We can say these things. All right, here we go. We believe in honesty, but fib to avoid getting in trouble. We believe in kindness, but duck around the corner to avoid someone we don't have the time to talk to. Doing what we can do to walk the talk doesn't just make us better people. It makes us happier as well. I would like to believe, too, that it creates a harmony in the body, especially that the body keeps a score, our nervous system. When we walk the talk, it makes us an overall better person for ourselves. And yes, it does make us happier as well. We don't have to think hard about how we're going to react to someone or something or what the right action is when we follow our own beliefs. The question I would say, yes, I want to give a shout out to Eastern Michigan University and their philosophy department because I studied philosophy in undergrad about beliefs in particular. How do I know that I believe is true? And how do I know that the belief that I hold is the belief that I want to hold? Does it represent who I am? Didn't know you were going to get a philosophy lesson with today, did you? Well, guess what? We're doing all kinds of things here at PTSD and Beyond. Here's the affirmation for the day. This one's a little long again. Boy, yesterday was long. Today's long. Here it is. I have strong beliefs, and I will live by my beliefs as best I can. This means making sure that what I think and what I say and what I do are the same thing. So basically, don't be a hypocrite. Be in harmony. Live in harmony. Now, I would like to take a pause for a moment is that we have some, you know, moral beliefs as well, and we have some social beliefs as well. I'm not saying that these are things that we do that do harm to other people, okay? But I am saying that walking the talk doesn't just make you a better person, it makes you a happier person as well. Strong beliefs or convictions. You can tell what somebody believes in by the way that they speak and the passion that they have behind what they're saying and what they're doing. I would like to preface this to ask yourself, though, yes, those philosophical questions, which are, what do I believe? What do I believe? Who taught me these beliefs? Where do these beliefs come from? Are these beliefs that I want to hold to today? How do I know that they're true? And do these beliefs represent who I am and who I aspire to be? There you go, you guys. Get a philosophy lesson along with a daily book of positive quotations. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. What did you think about this episode? What else could we contemplate, reflect, discuss when it comes to being in harmony as well as about beliefs? Because, you know, we're stronger together, we're better together, and take what resonates and go beyond.